Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, December 27th, and this is Alan Ward, Denver Council 9 volunteer, reporting, and together we will do better. As of today, 909 members have submitted a bid for the upcoming 2014 voluntary furlough, scheduled to commence on April 1st, 2014, and conclude on March 30th, 2015. Bidding for the voluntary furlough will close on January 8, 2014 at 0800 Central Time. The voluntary furlough offers schedule flexibility and maintenance of some benefits with a return to work after the voluntary furlough period. Taking the voluntary furlough may be a good option for members who would like to take advantage of scholastic opportunities, pursue travel, or to spend more time with family. Bidding for the Partnership Program 11 is also open and will close on January 13, 2014 at 0800 Central Time. The Partnership Program exists solely to avoid any involuntary furlough. Additionally, the Partnership Program, if implemented, also allows for a more flexible schedule and provides you with the ability to continue flying with additional time off to pursue other areas of interest in your life. For additional information, please contact your local council office and check our website for updated voluntary furlough information. If you are interested in bidding for a voluntary furlough, please refer to the voluntary furlough information packet dated November 18, 2013, and read it carefully. In an effort to clarify the process by which flight attendants currently on voluntary furlough will return to work, we've provided the following overview. The following items will be required prior to returning to work: Department of Transportation drug testing, background checks, and fingerprinting. Based on individual circumstances, some individuals may be required to submit actual fingerprints at a company facility depending on the length of time they have been away from work. Because all flight attendants awarded the voluntary furlough were either active or had cleared medical prior to being awarded the voluntary furlough, everyone returning from voluntary furlough is considered to be medically able to return to work. The company will rely on individual flight attendants to advise if they have a medical condition that will prevent a return to active flying. In an effort to target communication where it is needed and to avoid confusion, the company will wait until after the voluntary furlough awards have been completed before sending specific communication on requirements necessary to return to flying. By doing so, these return-to-work communications will only be sent to those individuals who will be returning from voluntary furlough. United Management is increasingly encouraging flight attendants to report issues or discrepancies via United Voices. Unfortunately, we continue to hear reports of some flight attendants using United Voices to write reports against flying partners or other United employees. Putting the fate of a flying partner voluntarily into the hands of management's disciplinary process is a dangerous proposition. Not only do you lose control of the process, but you risk that person potentially losing their job. Make no mistake, our job is stressful, and when we are doing our best to be the safety professionals that we all are, and we see someone else falling short of what we think they should be doing, it may be tempting to report that person. However, if you feel a flying partner needs a little nudge in the right direction, there are much better ways to accomplish this while also not endangering anyone's livelihood. United has consistently demonstrated that they take a harsh approach towards discipline, and we need to look after one another and do all that we can to work together to address concerns without the involvement of management, if at all possible. Your AFA Professional Standards Committee is a better option to address problems with a flying partner. As part of AFA's Employee Assistance Program, we have trained professional standards volunteers available to you in every domicile. After a confidential discussion with you, they will follow up on the situation and pursue appropriate action. Because confidentiality is the cornerstone of AFA's Employee Assistance Program, committee representatives will not report back to you concerning the flight attendant or any recommendations that were made. When management becomes involved with any reports on a flying partner, it is quite a different story, and the consequences can be severe. The professional standards component of AFA EAP exists to assist flight attendants in any area that affects professional conduct. It is important for everyone to take responsibility for creating a cooperative, rewarding, and pleasant work environment. If conflict does occur, take the initiative to deal with it. We encourage the resolution of the conflict by trying to discuss the specific behavior or area of contention and find an acceptable solution. We recommend that flying partners approach each other and speak about the problem in a calm, non-threatening manner out of the view of passengers. Sometimes it's better to wait until after work and off the airplane when we both have had some time to think more clearly about the matter. Above all, keep it professional. If a discussion does not seem to be productive, please call your AFA EAP representative to discuss a professional standards matter. The AFA EAP is a voluntary and confidential service of your union. We can help you to work it out and avoid writing up flying partners when both parties may then be subject to disciplinary action. Let's keep each other safe. The December 16th paycheck was the last one we will receive for 2013. Although our contract requires that we are paid on the 1st and 16th of the month, the January 1st paycheck is an exception. The January 1st electronic deposit is made on the first business day following the holiday, which this year is Thursday, January 2nd, 2014. As a final reminder, 2013 uniform points are set to expire on December 31st, 2013. Points that you do not use will not roll over for use in the following 2014 calendar year. In order to get full use from your annual uniform point allocation, orders must be submitted before the following deadlines. Telephone orders must be placed by 3 p.m. Central Standard Time on December 31st, 2013. Online orders must be placed by 11:59 p.m. Central Standard Time on December 31st, 2013 via the Cintas website. A link is provided in the Useful Websites section of our website at www.unitedafa.org. We encourage you to place these orders early to avoid running the risk of forgetting to do so during this busy holiday season and to be sure to utilize your full uniform point allocation. Open enrollment for 2014 pass travel is open through December 30th, 2013. If you would like to change your travel eligibles, you must do so before December 30th, 2013 at 1900 hours Central Time. As a reminder, the company has introduced a new category of travel eligible, primary friend. This allows members who do not have a domestic partner or spouse to designate someone who will travel with the same boarding priority as a spouse or domestic partner. If you do not want to make any changes, no action is required. Our contract provides that a flight attendant on ready reserve status who is not given an assignment on the holiday will receive holiday pay for the value of the reserve day, that's 4 hours and 27 minutes in a 30-day month, or 4 hours and 13 minutes in a 31-day month. If you are a call-in reserve and released on the holiday, you would not receive holiday pay. If you are on ready reserve and do not fly, you will receive 4 hours and 27 minutes in a 30-day month or 4 hours and 13 minutes in a 31-day month times your reserve hourly rate. If you are a converted call-in reserve or ready reserve and fly an ID, you would either receive a statement B above your holiday pay, which will be calculated as it is for a line holder with the IDs to which it is assigned, whichever is greater. To ensure that you have been properly credited for any holiday pay you are due, you are encouraged to verify your DFAP in Unimatic. The holiday pay cert code is 061. If you feel there is an error and that you should have received holiday pay and you did not, contact payroll via the flight attendant service team fast. A comprehensive article on holiday pay as it is applied to both line holders and reserves is available on our website. United's Continuing Qualification, CQ, program will consist of 2 days in 2014. The 2014 training will consist of regular CQ training on day one, and the second day will consist of 787 training, as well as additional customer service training. Because the 787 door trainer will not initially be available at all training centers for the first few months of the year, for some, the second day of training will take place later in the year. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling as we build our future together and achieve an industry-leading single contract for all flight attendants at the new United.